And you know, kind of been studying some things out, and got a phone call that the pastor wasn't gonna be able to make it, and you know, I went ahead and Brother Don, I kind of tried to give the Lord all kinds of suggestions, you know, on things that would be nice to preach tonight, and I couldn't get away with what I've been studying on this week, and if it doesn't make sense, I'm sorry, and you know, I asked the Lord to give me something better, but I think we're gonna stick with this. And, you know, hey, it's the Lord that gives us the message anyways. And, you know, just thinking about that song with those Filipinos singing just over in the glory land, I mean, at the end of the day, that's all that matters. You know, that just knowing that, that we have salvation. Because you know what? There's a time that we didn't have salvation, Brother Kenny. It wasn't offered to us. And you know what? If it wasn't for Jesus Christ coming down, and you know, there was that Gentile that came, and she wanted to touch him, and she knew if she could just touch him. You know what? Hey, but there's many times he looked around, he even kind of called her a dog. And guess what? That's what we were. Gentiles. We were alienated, strangers from the commonwealth of Israel. Hey, but by the blood of Christ, we can be brought nigh. And that's kind of what I'm going to be speaking on a little bit. And hopefully, I'm not going to do a text verse like we usually do and stand up and sit down. And, you know, I've been praying for the last 3 hours that the Lord would speak. So we're kind of just going to get right into it. But in Romans chapter 10, I guess I'll start out with a text verse and maybe try to talk a little bit and then get into what the Lord has. But in Romans chapter 10, in verse 19, it says, "But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses saith, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. But Isaiah is very bold, and he saith, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. But to Israel he saith, all day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and a gainsaying people." That's what we're going to kind of talk a little bit about. And God's going to stick here and hit Romans chapter 9, 10, maybe a little bit 11. Maybe get around here. I don't know if this will be long or this will be short. But you know what? I think this is just a reminder. This isn't a reminder to anybody. This was a reminder to me. Maybe I could just share you as the Lord was taking me through it. But as he said, did not Israel know? Just the very fact, the stuff we take for granted inside of this country. Brother Josh, it's staggering at what we don't even give 2 seconds for. I think the Lord has reminded me about my prayer life and about how bad it's gotten and how it needs to get better and how much for granted that I've taken it. The simple fact that we can even pray and even try it, as Paul says in a different letter to a different church, that we may become boldly before this throne of grace to find mercy and help in time of need and trouble. Hey, that simple fact we've totally gotten so used to that doesn't even, there's one song, Oh Yes, I'm Still Amazed. It said, Calvary's Hill still gives me a thrill. Hey, guess what? Every single one of us been sung to sleep by the world. Every single one of us have gotten to the point where we ain't got enough mustard gas to open up a bag of potato chips. And I think the Lord's saying, hey, we're about to wrap time up and we've forgotten. And I'm just like to maybe just get a remembrance. Did not Israel know? Man, Israel knew. This was God's chosen people. He didn't choose us. Man, we didn't have nothing coming. Brother Don, we was aliens and strangers. We had nothing coming. Then he looks down and Paul reminds him. He says, I'll provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people. I get sickened of this replacement doctrine that's crept into the church and that has taken Israel and relegated it to just nothing. But a bunch of, I've heard, you know, when they talk about, you know, the Muslims, they, oh, that's just a bunch of ragheads, a bunch of towelheads. Well, guess what? We've got a bunch of people in this country that just say the Jews are just as ragheaded like the other ones. It's nothing to them. But he looks down, he says, didn't Israel know first? I'll provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people. The love that God has for us and he has for this church is supposed to be a love that provokes the Jews unto jealousy. But we've gotten so used to it and sitting so much down and we take it so much for granted that this love that is supposed to provoke Abraham's children unto jealousy, man, I don't know if we're doing it. We've forgotten, Brother Brad, exactly what we were, where we came from. I think the Lord wants some of us to know here. As I was studying some of these verses, they can drift off into many different subjects, but I think it's good for us to get into the Word of God and try to get our head around some of this. Maybe instead of just sticking to Jesus loves me, this I know, maybe get in a little deeper and say, hey, for the Bible tells me so. Hey, but if we just sing the song and we think that's good, Brother Don, but we don't get into the Word and just see how much He really loves us. Provokes them to jealousy that are no people, and by a foolish nation, I'll anger you. Man, we're nobody this morning, this afternoon, this evening. Hey, as I'm going through the day reading this and going through this whole week and getting into it, hey, we're nobody. And the Lord decided to look down on Sister Michelle. He looked down at somebody who was a dog that had nothing, just a man as a stubborn donkey that just needed to have its neck broke and just be killed. He looks down and he says, I'm going to choose us, that my love for them may provoke my people to come back. Hey, I'd like to remind us, we still need to be praying for Israel. May not be popular. Maybe not too many churches going to love that. Hey, but I don't care. It's Bible. Hey, we need to pray for them. Why? Hey, because there's people who knew, we're going to get into a little bit. Man, they had it. They knew first, and they got away. But he said, this love, I'll anger you. And Isaiah was very bold, and he saith, I was found of them that sought me not. He come looking for us. Hey, I didn't know it. Hey, a little kid sitting in a pew. Hey, I didn't walk into that revival. No, I didn't go in the back door seeking God that night. He found me. Hey, he found me sitting on the row. He found me on the second row of the church. Hey, I wasn't looking for him. He was looking for me. Hey, the nation of Israel's looking for a Messiah this evening. Hey, they're over there praying. Hey, they're standing at that wall and wailing and begging God for the reconciliation of Israel. Hey, and they're begging God for this. Hey, but we've got it and we wasn't even looking for it. They're begging for it right now and still ain't found it. But he looked down, Brother Don, at a nobody and come looking for me and decided that he was going to graft me in, hey, to his church. Hey, that thrill, we've lost it. But to Israel, he saith, all day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. Hey, this replacement doctrine that makes me want to throw up. Hey, just taking it all and just taking Israel out, plugging the church in. I'll tell you one thing, 21 makes me think that there's a little bit connected to it because it says I've stretched forth my hands into disobedient, gainsaying people. Hey, that I might find a little bit of the church right there. Hey, we might be a little bit disobedient. Hey, but I'd like to maybe challenge us tonight to think about how good the gift that God gave us and not take for granted and go to sleep on it and let us remember how much God loves us and let us remember what he truly did for us. I'm going to go back to chapter 9 here. We'll start reading in verse 30. He says, what shall we say then? Actually, I'm going to go to 29. As Isaiah said before, except the Lord of Sabbath hath left us a seed, we had been as Sodom and been like unto Gomorrah. Hey, unless the Lord would have sent this gospel to the West, hey, if they wouldn't have answered the Macedonian call and they wouldn't have turned left and turned right, hey, we could have been some of these godless Asians worshiping a stone in ourselves. Hey, we'd have been just like Sodom and Gomorrah. Hey, but what happened? The Lord of the Sabbath, he gave us a seed. And we've rejected the seed in most parts. Hey, getting down here in verse 30. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles, which followed not after righteousness, have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is faith. But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, hath not attained to the law of righteousness. Wherefore? Ask a question. He said, what did he say? Wherefore? What? Because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by works of the law, for they stumbled at the stumbling stone. As it is written, behold, I lay in Sion a stumbling and a rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. This first part, by looking at these verses, is this righteousness. There's three different things as by way of introduction that we need to remember is this righteousness. It says here that the Jews, they knew, Paul, they knew what the righteousness was, but the righteousness was in the law. Hey, Paul tells us we're not supposed to be seeking after this through the law, but it's by faith. What is faith? Hey, that evidence of things hoped for. Hey, that evidence of things not seen. Hey, things that we can't get our heads around. Hey, I can't get my head around. Hey, why the God of the universe would send his son down here to go to a cross. Hey, to take the suffering of the cross. Hey, have his beard pulled out. Hey, but not even be sent to us in the first place. Hey, and then look down. Why? So we can sit here on Wednesday night. Hey, not open our mouth. Hey, not praise the Lord. I don't understand. Why would he put up with us? But thank God through this faith. Hey, I'm asking you tonight, do you have faith? Is that this righteousness? We understand that when God looks at us, we talked about in Sunday school, on Sunday morning. Hey, when God looks at me, he don't even see me. He sees me through a filter of his son, and that son is righteousness, that imputed righteousness. Hey, that by faith, hey, we can see. If it wasn't for this faith, we couldn't have it. But I'm afraid that we've got church members, hey, that come in and do like Israel, and they play a game, and they get dressed up, and they walk in the back door, hey, and they come in, and they seek after the righteousness of the law, which is not righteousness. It's the righteousness through faith. I'm afraid that we've got countless church members across the United States of America. Hey, we've been sung to sleep, hey, by all this vain jangling, and all this itching ears, and all this scratching. But what do we got? A form of godliness, but denying the power, and what is that going to end up with? It's going to end up with eternal separation from God, darkness. It's going to the pits of hell. Hey, church, hey, we've got a job this evening. Hey, time is wrapping up. I believe it. Hey, I believe the Lord's coming back. Hey, I believe he's going to get, when he comes back, I'm not going to get too much into it, but he talks about it. He's going to bring Israel back to him. Got God's word on us. Say, well, we're not getting too close to doctrine. We're sticking with Bible. He's going to draw them back. Hey, but it looks here and he says, how did all this happen? He says, because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by works of the law, for they stumbled at the stone. As it had written, behold, I lay in Sion, a stumbling stone and a rock of offense, that whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Hey, we see in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 23, says, but we preach Christ crucified. Unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks it's foolishness. Got to talk to a young man in his early 20s at a good length this morning. At work, got to speak to him. Hey, you know what? He's a 5%er. Me and Brad, probably the only people in here know what a 5%er is. Hey, 5%er means we're part of the 95% and we ain't got a chance. Hey, we're going to hell. They were just elected and chosen, and only 5% of them are even going to be able to go. But you know what? It broke my heart as we're talking to him, because as it says here, you talk about Jesus and you witness to him. Hey, I'd like to maybe put a little asterisk and a little flashing light here on telling people about Jesus. We've got some people, Brother Don, that have never witnessed to somebody. I'd like to encourage you to do so. Hey, they've never told their friends. Hey, when you start speaking, you figure out what 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 23 is all about. Because when you talk to them, hey, the Jews, Jesus is a stumbling block. Hey, why? Because we've got all their infrastructure. Man, we got creation, we got God the Father. Hey, man, we've got all of that inside of our book, but they don't know what to do with Jesus and they trip over him. And then you start talking to the Greek, which in this point is a Gentile, which is anybody who's not a Jew. And Brother Paul, it's foolishness. When you start trying to tell them about, hey, there's God and he sent his son, hey, they don't understand, Brother Don. Hey, the Bible tells us in Matthew 21, verse 44, about this stone and this block. Whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken, but on whosoever it shall fall, it will ground him to powder. Hey, you got to be broke. That's what them old timers, hey, start talking about getting on the altar and being broke. Hey, finding out you was sold under sin and realizing what the punishment was and realizing what we had coming. Man, we just think just because we just grew up here, man, we got to go to Sunday school in South Lebanon and in Lebanon and Ohio. Pastor's home. Man, it's just us. We're just the chosen people. Hey, we're not, God's timeline don't run off the United States. Hey, this church is suffering across the world, and we're sitting over here suffering back. Hey, and we can sing ourselves to sleep and say, well, as soon as the physical persecution hits the United States of America, the Lord's going to come back and get us. He ain't took my brother in Korea home. He ain't come and got my brothers in China. Hey, well, what have we done? We've forgotten it. We've gone to sleep. Hey, we've turned into Israel. Hey, we've sat here and we've stumbled at him. Hey, and Jesus is a stumbling block. Hey, because he messes up our man-made religion. Jesus messes up our homemade, good old boy, Southern country fried religion. And then all of a sudden, you got the ones that are just straight Greek. They're more and more and more who've never been to Sunday school. Kids don't know the Lord. And what is it? It's straight foolishness. Hey, the education system will take the kids and brainwash them. Hey, that all of a sudden that this ball exploded. We don't know where it came from. Hey, and then all of a sudden all these rocks just naturally got in line. And then this water appeared just out of evolution. And then all of a sudden the slime. And man, all of a sudden we'll take that and we'll teach that as the truth. Hey, and we'll tell them you can take a baby that's born and just because you don't want it, hey, you can sit it in a room and let it cook for a little while. We'll spray it down with saline and burn its flesh off. Hey, and that's okay, but you start talking about, hey, it's not all right to do that, and it's foolishness. Why is that? Hey, because there's no faith. There's no righteousness that comes through Christ. Hey, there's no knowledge of the Word. Hey, I'm asking us this evening, even as we're going in here, even though we're speaking about Israel and Jews and Gentiles, I think the Lord is also speaking to us. That's the beauty about all this stuff. Hey, God can speak to this group, and it means the same thing to this group over here, and it may be in a different way, but God still tells a story. Hey, we may have some people in here tonight, Brother Don, hey, that might be thinking that they're good, and that righteousness is not through faith, and it's through works. Hey, and that works without faith is dead. Hey, what is that dead? What is that dead? Nothing. That's hell and death. Hey, we might have some young people, hey, just playing church, playing Israel, playing their own righteousness, playing the works of the law here, and Jesus is stumbling, and they come to church every Sunday, and they trip over. Brother Eddie, we got church members that come here Sunday morning, and they trip over Jesus, and they stumble over Jesus, hey, but they can't figure it out, and then they try to talk to their buddies at work, hey, and it's foolishness, and they don't know what's going on. But Caleb, if it wasn't for the grace of God, we would be that. And we see here just not having this knowledge, not knowing the Lord. Then he goes on and he speaks here in chapter 10. He says, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved." I wonder how many times we've prayed that we would pray Paul's prayer. Do we even care about Israel? Do we even care about God's chosen seed? Do we even care, Brother Don? We've replaced them and wrote them out of the book. He says, my hope and prayer is that they might be saved. Hey, this just doesn't have to be Israel. Tina, this can be exactly our family. Hey, my hope and prayer and desire to God is that my family gets saved. Sister Becky is already a perfect example, and she probably thinks, man, I wish they'd stop doing this because I'm not asking a prayer request for my family to be heard of, and God knows it because God sees the heart. Hey, but I'm wondering how many of us will pack that burden and keep that hope, and it says, my heart's desire and prayer. Man, we are like Israel in this sense, not the sense of as they spoke it, did not Israel know first? I'm not talking about that sense. I'm talking about in the rejecting sense. Man, it says my hope and my heart's desire and prayer. Man, if we went around and we started asking church members, hey, what their heart's desire was, it'd probably pull your wig back, hey, as some of the answers that we get. Hey, what's your heart's desire? Hey, guess what? We got a lot of desires that aren't on this book. Verse 2 says, "For I bear them a record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God." Man, that speaks to Israel, and it speaks straight to us. When it says they're going about and they're trying to make their own thing, Paul, hey, they're trying to make their own thing work. Hey, but it's not after the Lord. Bible says, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain to build it. Man, you can get you a good building. You can get you as old, I can't remember his first name. His last name is Chan, and he's going around planting these churches. Hey, he said, give me a good band and a motivational speaker, and I'll plant churches all across this United States. That sounds good. Hey, but is this righteousness? Is it of God? Hey, church, we have to search ourselves and make sure that our righteousness is built in Him. Hey, because Israel got off the track. Israel forgot. Hey, when Paul says, hey, you've forgotten your first love. Hey, Israel forgot the first love. Hey, and they went away and God said, I'll be your God and you'll be my people. Hey, and as long as you serve me and as long as you love me, Noah, He says there'll always be food in the kitchen. Hey, there'll never be an enemy at the gate. Hey, that sun's always going to shine. That rain's always going to come. Hey, you're going to be living in peace. But the second Israel turned their back on God and went away, He'd send them prophet and prophet. Hey, what did Jesus say when He come up? Oh, Jerusalem, oh, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets. How many times I've called you underneath my wing? Hey, like that mother hen calls her chicks, but you would not. Hey, we have to look at this and understand where Israel was, where Israel is now, to understand exactly what we have. Keep reading here, it says for verse 4, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness of everyone that believeth. Moses describeth the righteousness of which is of the law, that the man doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. On this wise means this is what we're listening for. This is the answer. Say not in thy heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. And then he says, or who shall descend into the deep? And that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. What this is saying here, Noah, is when what is this question? But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, shall not in thine heart, who shall ascend unto heaven? Well, we don't have to ask who's ascended unto heaven because we already have one that has. This other one, hey, who shall descend into the deep? Melissa, we don't have to ask the question, who shall ascend into the deep? Why? Because Christ has already done. Israel is still waiting for someone to answer these questions. Israel, Brother Don, is still looking, but the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart. He's telling us you're not supposed to say this part of who shall ascend into heaven. Why? Because we already have a mediator and an intercessor sitting on the right hand of the Father. Hey, pleading our part, being our advocate. Hey, going to bat for us right now. We have this. Hey, we're Gentiles. We don't deserve it. We don't earn it. We didn't do nothing to get it. We think God owes it to us, and He don't. That promise was to Abraham and his seed. Hey, that promise wasn't to us. Man, that'll mess some people's doctrine up right now. Hey, but this is Bible. Hey, we don't have this coming. But God loved us, and He had grace and mercy upon us, and He allowed us to be grafted in. We don't have to ask who shall descend into the deep. Why? Because the Lord already did. Spent 3 days, conquered death, grave, and hell. Caleb rose up, brought the keys with him. We don't have to ask it because it already happened. Israel's already asking it. We've got friends who are in false religions, and they're still asking the same question. Who's going to conquer up? Who's going to go to bat? Hey, Caleb, we got the answer. We get into verse 8. He says, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Maybe some people are saying, okay, I said earlier about witnessing and speaking to people and talking to them. Hey, you know, maybe some people will say, man, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to tell. I don't know what to tell somebody. You know, Paul, we're going to talk about here in a little bit. Paul says, I can save them. That makes some people a little nervous. Don't make me nervous. I can save them too. Why? Because I know who to send them to. That's the same thing as saving them, ain't it? Hey, we go, man, we can't lead nobody to the Lord. I don't like that. Hey, we better read this Bible and figure out how to do it. Hey, what are we going to do when we get to the job and a lost man walks up to you and says, Paul, hey, I need to get saved. What are you just going to do? Tell him, well, if the Lord can knock on your heart, man. Hey, sometimes, hey, we got to have some answers. There was a guy I forgot to give in prayer requests for at work. His name's Rob Talby. He was driving. There's a big tile drain collapsed in the middle of a field. His gator goes headfirst into it. Far as I know, he's lost. No evidence of salvation or interest in it. He's got his gator stuck. They go get inmates to bring another gator around. They go to pull it out. Hey, he goes ahead and got to a toe strap to each one of them. He tells the inmate to take it out. The inmate doesn't put it in gear, puts it in neutral. Hey, the two gators come back. Guess who's in the middle of them? This was yesterday. This man was crushed, broke all kinds of ribs, internal bleeding, punctured lungs. Hey, he got on the radio screaming for help, and every single one of our blood ran cold, and it was every one of our worst nightmares because we thought we were listening to a dying man on the radio. Hey, now what happens when you get there, Brother Don, and that guy thinks he's going to die, and he's saying, hey, I'm going to go to hell. Somebody better talk to me. Hey, church, we better figure out, not only do we get a gift, hey, we got a gift that keeps on giving, hey, and we're supposed to be given the gift. Hey, just like we talked about last Sunday night, I'm indebted both unto this barbarian and unto the Greek. I'm indebted to the wise and to the unwise. I'm indebted to the Jew and the Gentile. But what do we tell them, Caleb? We tell them these verses right here. Hey, verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Brother Don, we didn't even qualify. Hey, but through his love and his mercy, he saw fit to make a way. Hey, that when it comes down to it, there'll be no difference between us and them. How does that happen? Well, you know what? We go on here to Romans chapter 11. Start reading in verse 13. It says, for I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office. If by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh, and might save some of them. As he's writing into this, to the Romans, as he's coming to finish his ministry, as far as we know, hey, this is a sign-off letter. He's saying, I'm speaking to you, Gentiles. Hey, because God sent me to you. Hey, a lot of the founding fathers of the Brother Don, hey, they wasn't to preach to Gentiles. Hey, Peter got up with the Jews and decided that was false, and Paul had to set him straight. Hey, but the Lord said, hey, he said, I'm the one, I'm sending you a man. I'm Jew of the Jews of the tribe of Benjamin. Caleb, he said, I'm going to send you a good one. Hey, he's going to be the one to bring you the news. And he looks at him, he says, hey, I magnify my office if by any means I may provoke to emulation that which are my flesh. Hey, church, we need to be finding us some role models. Got to talk to this young man in my office. And he said something about your models, asking him about drinking alcohol, and asking him about, he looked at me, he said, there's no way you've never been in a bar. I said, I'm telling you, it's by the grace of God, I've never drank alcohol in my life. Hey, why is that? As Paul says here, hey, I may provoke to emulation. Hey, young people, you need to get inside of your Bible, you need to read your Bible, because I was able to look at him and not lying to him. Hey, Morgan, I lied to him when I was talking to him, and I said, I found me a role model when I was a kid, and his name is Jesus Christ. I got me some other role models. One was Paul, and I'm trying to emulate what he did. But how are we going to emulate him if we won't read about him? And how many home runs he hit. We know about LeBron James and how many, Brother Brad, we know how many titles LeBron's got. Hey, and we can emulate them. And hey, look at me. I'm going to let my pants sag because I'm emulating. I'm going to roll up one pant leg because I'm emulating. Hey, I'm going to give me a sleeve so I can warm up because I'm emulating. Hey, we should be emulating God's people. We should be finding us godly role models and reading this book and hunger and thirsting after righteousness so we can be filled. Young people, the world's not going to tell you this. The lost people in the church ain't going to tell you this. Hey, we're going to have to read them. And then he goes on. He says, of them which are my flesh and might save some of them. Hey, we're going to have to realize at some point it's our job to go out there and be the hands and feet. I can save them. How can I save them? I know what to give them. If I was a lifeguard and Caleb's drowning, I can run over and know there's probably going to be a raft or some type of circle, and I can grab it and I can throw it to him. And Brother Don, you say, you didn't save him. That floating device saved him. Exactly, it did, but somebody had to throw it to him. Hey, guess what? God threw us a line. We should be throwing some people some lines. I'm going to keep going here. For if the casting away of them by the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? For if the first fruits be holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root be holy, so are the branches. And if some of the branches are broken off, and though being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them partakest of the root and the fatness of the olive tree, boast not against the branches. But if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. Thou wilt say then that the branches were broken off, that I might be grafted in. Well, because of unbelief they were broken off. And thou standest by faith, be not high-minded, but fear. We need to understand, as it says here, and it's talking about the root and the first fruits. Hey, that's Jesus Christ. This tree, this root, this olive tree that he's talking about, hey, this is a perfect plant being Israel. And Brother Donnie said we got to be grafted into it. He said, but don't be heady and high-minded, hey, and get all big-headed, Brother Paul. He said, because guess what? Hey, you were grafted into their tree. Man, we forget about that, church. Hey, we get heady, high-minded. What do we want to do? Sit on this gift that God's given us. We're supposed to emulate Paul, get provoked, save some of them. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, you don't have to turn there, I'll read it. First, it says, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. Israel has a hope of Christ. Paul, they're hoping for a Messiah. He says, but if all I've got is the hope of it, I'm miserable. The Lord allowed me to speak these passages, this passage here at my uncle's funeral. I wish I had people, but I don't. But the Lord allowed me to speak here, and he says, if all I had was this hope in Christ, we are all men most miserable. If all we had was a crucifix around our neck, which I don't even think people even want to wear a chain with a cross on it. I heard preachers preach against men wanting to wear a gold necklace with a cross on it. Hey, and bless God, in 2019, you couldn't pay a man to wear a cross. I'm just going to slip that one right there. But it says, if that's all I had was a hope, we're of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even as in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits. Afterward, they that are Christ that is coming. Thank God that is when Jesus ascended and he went up and he presented himself and he gave that last final blood sacrifice, Brother Eddie. Hey, you know what he was? He was the first fruits of that which was to become. Hey, and because our branch is grafted into the tree and Christ is the roots, hey, we can follow after the first fruits of Christ because we're grafted in through the Lord. But if we're playing a game this evening and we're playing church, and we're only here just because, hey, we're just going through these motions. Hey, we're not a tree. We're not grafted in. Maybe the warning tonight is salvation. Hey, and where somebody stands, and Brother Toby, I know he put out the warning, and he said, maybe there's somebody here, and you're just one or two days away from being a preaching illustration. You're just one or two days away from slipping off into it. Hey, we're going in a direction I didn't think we was going, but maybe the Lord is trying to tell somebody, hey, you better wake up and make sure. And we're going to get to this verse here in a minute as we close. Hey, but make your calling and election sure. Because what does it matter if we play like we're in the tree and we ain't? We brag about being a branch, but we're broke off. Hey, that doesn't work, Caleb. If y'all turn with me to Romans 11. Romans 11, 25. For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, who shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take their sins away as concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes. But as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sakes. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. For as ye in times past hath not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief. Even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy. For God hath concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out. Caleb, he says, oh, the depth of the riches, both of wisdom and knowledge. I could challenge every teenager and every young person in here to read their Bible in a year, but we already have. We've done it multiple times. When we start getting into this, sometimes you might say, man, Paul, maybe, hey, I'm trying not to lose anybody. I'm trying to get it to where people can understand it. Hey, but guess what? It says, oh, the depths of the riches, both of wisdom and knowledge. Man, we need to be able to jump here in these depths and swim around a little bit. We need to understand the depth. Hey, Brother Toby preached that. And what did he say? Hey, the height and the depth, the length, hey, and the breadth, all this stuff made us and move our hands. But hey, Paul says it again right here. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. Hey, we can study this book our entire lives, Brother Don, and we're still not going to understand it all. The Lord all. I've listened to some of them old sainted people going on to be with the Lord. Hey, and still the Lord showing them stuff on their way out the door. Hey, why? Because this is unsearchable, past finding out. I'm going to close here in 2 Corinthians in chapter 13. We know this verse. We all probably could quote most of it. It says, for though he was crucified through weakness, yet he liveth by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God towards you. Examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. Not going deep in reprobates. Not here to scare anybody. Not here to drag Brother Eddie. We're not trying to scare people. Hey, but when he says examine whether you be in the faith, then he says to prove your own selves. Then he says to know not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobate. How far a reprobated mind goes, brother. Preachers can't tell you if you're reprobated or not. Hey, but I just ask you, hey, do you know that you're in the faith? We understand how precious the gift is of even being able to come into this faith. Brother Don, how precious it is that the Lord looked down at Abraham and Moses and those seeds and Jacob, and he promised, hey, that scepter is not going to leave Judah's hand. Hey, and he gave them people that promise. Hey, and then he allowed us to become a part of it. How did he do it? If all we had was the hope of a Messiah and all we had was the hope of a king, we'd be of all men most miserable. Hey, but we've got a high priest. Hey, he can't be touched. Hey, guess what? He's moved by us. Why? Because he walked this earth so he could know what it was like. And we need to examine ourselves. Hey, we've got some young men and young women. I'm looking at Don because he's the easiest one to look at. Hey, I'm telling you, hey, we got to examine ourselves, Brother Don, because we've got some young ones that ain't in the faith. Hey, and they're stumbling over Jesus every time they walk in here. Hey, and we're patting them on the butt and acting like we can't tell them the truth. Hey, but they're going to go to hell. Hey, if they ain't already reprobated because they've refused and refused and refused. Hey, the hand of God, the outstretched Lord wants to graft you in, but Don, they don't want to be grafted in. 18 years old, they'll get their walking paper, and they'll be gone, and we won't ever see them. We've got a bunch of kids graduated, and I ain't seen many, and I'm not here to preach on them. Hey, but I'm telling you, church, it ought to break every single one of our hearts. It ought to be our hope and desire to God in our prayer before we go to bed and understand how have we already losing generations out of this church. Young people that was with us from the beginning who sat here, despised the Word of God, and wouldn't put it in their heart. Hey, Don, they wouldn't examine themselves. Hey, they wouldn't see if they was in the faith. Hey, but then they got a driver's license, and Mom and Daddy didn't make them come in. Hey, and we lost them where they at. Hey, they're lost and wandering around, needing the church to understand. Hey, we got to find them and go get them. Earlier in 12 here, Verse 9, he says, and he said unto me, Jesus says, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, would I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon thee. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Hey, Paul, if you go ahead and come this way, we're going to wrap to a close. Hey, but I think the Lord tried to impress on us, hey, the gift we neglect to understand how great it is. Hey, but then I hope there's going to be a desire, hey, to see our people saved. Hope there's going to be that desire, hey, that we'll examine ourselves to find out if we're even in here. Brother Eddie, we got a bunch of moms and dads playing church, hey, and they ain't children, hey, and then we're telling them that they got a religion, and then they stumble at the preaching of Christ, or it's foolishness to them, and it's that preacher's fault. Man, you know what? Maybe that would encourage some people to pray for the pastor's knee, because guess what? It wouldn't have been. There's James again. There he is trying to beat him up. Man, he's trying to tell them. Maybe trying to drag some of them out of the fire. Hey, because maybe some of them are going to wake up in hell. Hey, if the preacher don't tell them the truth, because mom and daddy sure ain't going to. Pat them on the butt and tell them how good they are. Hey, that ain't going to get them into heaven. Hey, this preaching that comes out as foolishness. Hey, that the Lord wakes you up, Brother Don, and shows you your sin. But I'm asking you, hey, have you gotten away from your first love tonight? Have we understood the importance, hey, and the love and what God showed us just for the simple fact that we're even allowed to pray? If y'all would stand, we're going to go ahead and get into our song. If you have need of prayer, hey, I'm asking you, if you're the one God wouldn't let me get away from, hey, if you're the one struggling here, hey, with searching yourself, hey, if you're the one, would you stop playing games with God and get it right tonight? Would you stop stumbling over Jesus and just surrender and fall on Him and be broken? Hey, if this is foolishness, would you listen up and incline your ear into understanding? Hey, why? So you can be grafted in.